The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Moses wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, welcome back and welcome now to the Feast of St. Bartholomew. It's Bartholomew, also known as Nathanael, as we heard here in this gospel. Nathanael means gift of God, and Bartholomew means son of Ptolemy. So Nathanael's kind of like his first name in that sense, and Bartholomew is kind of like his last name. He's Nathanael Bartholomew, but we're just going to call him Bartholomew to make life easy. He's one of those apostles about whom we know the least. This passage from John is the only story in all the Gospels that tells us anything about St. Bartholomew. Some people say that he preached in India. Some people say that he preached in what's now Armenia. Fact is, nobody knows. Strongest tradition about St. Bartholomew that comes down to us is the manner of his execution. Because you know that 11 out of the 12 apostles died martyrs' deaths. And of those, the strongest traditions that come down to us today are those martyrdoms that were done in a most unusual manner. For example, St. Peter. You know the story of the martyrdom of St. Peter, I hope. Crucified upside down. Because as he said, "I am not worthy to die in the same manner as my Lord." Or St. Andrew, crucified on a cross shaped like an X. Took him 3 days to die. Andrew spent the entire time preaching. Or St. Bartholomew, who for my nickel had the most grisly death of them all. Poor Bartholomew was skinned alive. I don't know about you, but given the choice, I think I might choose crucifixion over that. I might just. But what we're going to do today, we're going to take a look at Bartholomew's question. Can anything good come from Nazareth? Because they say that Bartholomew was not a fisherman, but rather a scholar of the Jewish law. And as such, Bartholomew would have known his Old Testament. St. Jerome, traveling in the Holy Land, learning Hebrew in preparation for his study of Scripture, once commented that he did not meet a Hebrew child so much as 10 years old who did not already have committed to memory most of the Old Testament. Okay, so Bartholomew, he would have known his Old Testament, and he would have known that of all the things that are said about the Messiah in the Old Testament, you'll never find a reference to Nazareth. So he says, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" What we want to consider today, though, is not what Bartholomew asks, but rather that Bartholomew asks. Because ours is a faith that welcomes scrutiny. In fact, it rewards it. Ours is a faith that welcomes questions. You know, Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, soul, and strength." And just as an aside, you know that Jesus added the word mind, that great commandment from the Old Testament. Just for fun, go back to Deuteronomy, read that original commandment from Moses, and it reads, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. And what does Jesus say? Your heart, your mind, your soul, and all of your strength. Because the God we worship is deeply intelligible and wants to be known, wants us to know him with all the powers of our mind that he has given us. And any unbiased mind who takes a look at the Catholic faith will find it makes very much sense. I must say, unbiased mind. Because there are some people who, they love their sins so much and they don't want to give them up. They'll never give the Catholic faith a fair shake. But any unbiased mind will welcome and discover the deep truth about our faith. You know, because we all have questions. And we all have doubts. Most people's questions are questions of why and how can it be. You won't find very many people asking deep esoteric questions about the nature of the processions of the persons of the Trinity, but you'll find a lot of people who ask questions like, why did my child die? Or why can't my husband get a job? Or why doesn't God ever answer my prayers? And as we ask such questions, I want you to listen very closely to the response that Philip gives to Bartholomew when he asks what good can come from Nazareth. Philip says, come and see. Because ours is a faith that is first and foremost an encounter with a person. It's a study, it's a logic, it's a philosophy, it's all these things. But it is first and foremost an encounter with a person. The closer you get to Christ, the clearer all of your answers will become. You will know God better by loving him than you will by studying about him. You will understand God more clearly by keeping his commandments than you will by reading books. Until you come to a point in which the only questions you have left are questions of love, all the questions of doubt will be answered because you'll know him. And you'll know that he loves you. So the closer you get to the Lord, right? Take to heart these words which Philip says to Bartholomew, because they're the words that Jesus says to you whenever you have deep questions and doubts. Come and see, come and see. But as you do, if you would, please keep two things in mind that God will ask of you. Number one, he will ask of you patience. Because after all, it's a person that we're getting to know. It takes time. It's almost like asking, when you wake up early in the morning, at what point did the sky become bright? I don't know. It was all very gradual. I knew when it was dark, I knew when it was bright, but everything else was very gradual. That's what it's like to get to know somebody. It's not quite sure when it happens. It just happens. That's the first thing God asks of you. And the second thing he asks of you is a very deep surrender, because it's a funny thing. The closer you get to Christ, the more he will ask of you. And the more you say yes to him, the better you'll know who he is. So for those two things, for patience and for a deep surrender, let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Bartholomew, pray for us.